Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning. We sort of got some furniture in the way here, don't we? Good morning, everybody. Can you guys tell me, how does the air in here look today? Yeah, how does it look?
Clear.
Clear? Okay. You can't see the air, right, Mason? Yeah, no. If I asked you guys to tell me about what the air looks like, which I did, you really can't tell me because you can't see it, right? What if I ask you, how does the air feel in here today? Some of you are saying cold. Some people back there would disagree with you because I saw some of this a minute ago. But you can sort of feel it even though you can't see it, right? Okay. If I wanted to ask you guys about wind and what wind looks like, what would you tell me? Looks clear. You can't see wind, right? Wind, you guys probably know this, some of you, wind is air moving. So sometimes you can see the things that it does. Like, let's see if this is going to work. Oh, yeah. What happened there?
It started moving.
How did it do that? I didn't touch it. So you're telling me that there's something that we can't see, but that can move things and change things and have an impact on things. Is that right? Okay. Yeah, I think that's right. How about... let me see how this goes. What's that like?
Good.
It feels good. I see your hair moving, some of you. I see your hair moving. Okay, so could you feel this?
Yes.
Could you see the air moving?
No.
No, but you could see what it was doing, right? If I crank this up to 11 and I put it on Conrad. Conrad's hair doesn't really go a lot of places. Who's got longer hair? I put it on Ashton. Yeah, she's got the movie star windblown look, right? You can tell what's happening even though you can't see the wind, right? We are celebrating today the Holy Spirit, okay? Jesus is about to ascend to be with the Father, and Jesus says, you know what? I'm going to send someone to be with you guys. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you so you won't be alone. And we are celebrating today that Holy Spirit comes. But the Holy Spirit is sort of like wind. You can't see the Holy Spirit most of the time, but we think you can see what the Holy Spirit is doing. So things like believing in God, doing the things that are hard to do to follow God's kingdom, even when you'd rather maybe do something else. We would say that those are things that the Holy Spirit is doing. So just like when the wind blows, have you ever seen a tree do like this when the wind blows? Yeah, like you can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind is doing. We think if you look at people who are living lives of faith, we would say, aha, you're seeing what the Holy Spirit is doing. The Holy Spirit empowers us and calls us to be God's people. The Holy Spirit sends us out to do God's work, which sometimes feels nice and sometimes might not feel nice at all, but might be the thing that we're called to do. The Holy Spirit that we don't see is moving and blowing and impacting us, sending us out, empowering us, giving us the gifts that we need, blowing us out the door, not just to live our own lives for ourselves, but blowing us out the door to live lives for other people, which is pretty cool. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Blow us out of here to serve others. Amen. Thank you, guys. If you are going to Children's Church, you can line up at that door. You're always welcome to stay in here with us.